Welcome to Wolf Den Saturday Set, the best show on television. I really enjoyed preparing for this week's show because it was so easy. The racing is so good. I didn't have to do anything. I'm going to let the racing do all the talking. So without further ado, why don't we get straight into it, King Zone?
Let's do it.
So we're going to start with our feature racing as usual. Group 1 racing begins in Victoria this week in the Memsie Stakes at Caulfield, of course. It's a 1,400 metre Group 1 weight for age event. And we've got a match race. Pride of Jenny and Mr. Brightside going at it.
You're not going to say hello to the fizzy this morning?
We'll bring him in soon. How are you, Fizz?
G'day, boys. Staying out here on the wing.
Well, why don't we start with you, Fizz? This match race. So Pride of Jenny, she's sort of the joker in the pack of Australian racing. She's so irrational. You don't know what she's going to do. Gentleman Roy is in the Hay stable. They've obviously got Mr. Brightside. And I have heard people during the week saying that Gentleman Roy might make it a little bit harder for Pride of Jenny to get her own way in front and do what she wants.
I think it will be that way. I think Gentleman Royal will hunt up and make it very hard for Pride of Jenny over the 1,400. I don't think it is a match race, if I have to be honest. I thought Antino's trial was enormous.
Yep.
So for me, out of all those horses, I think Antino's the one that will sit behind him and get a really nice run. And I really, really liked its trial. So
did you know that he's 4 out of his 5 first up runs, he's won 4 times?
I didn't know that, but it's not really a betting race for me anyway. Uh-huh. I'm really interested to watch this race. It's going to be exciting, isn't it?
King Zone.
Yeah, 4 out of 5, Antino. The one that Antino got beaten, I bet up on Antino, was down at Caulfield over 1,400. But those are a lot weaker races, those 4 first up races, than what this one is. I don't think it's a match race either, but I let's just start with Pride of Jenny. 0 from 7. You're talking about first up stats. 0 from 7,
That's a huge stat.
Yeah. I don't really think 1,400 first up is her go. Whatever she does, she will improve on. And as you said, she's not going to get her own way in front. She's about 250 or 260 in the market at the moment. I think that she will start $3 plus.
Wow.
I think Mr. Brightside should be favourite.
Okay.
But more around the sort of 280. I would probably, if I was pricing the race, I would have Mr. Brightside around the 280 mark and Pride of Jenny around 350. Course stats, distance stats are with Mr. Brightside. Mm. And also the map. I love the map that Mr. Brightside's going to get, slotting in about 4th behind Pride of Jenny and Roy the Boy.
It's going to be a great race, and it's Gentleman Roy's grand final, so of course he'll be tuned up. Ready to go.
I am going to have a small bet on Mr. Brightside.
Okay.
I think Mr. Brightside could drift in the market too. I think they'll bet around these.
Yeah, you
two.
Think that? Yeah, that the two favourites are going to get out a bit. There'll be cases for the rougher horses.
Yep.
Sweet. All right, we're going to move on. And just before we do, our good friends at the Melbourne Racing Club, very generous as usual. If you want to go to the track on the weekend for free, you can hit the link in our description. There's up to 4 tickets for you to go out there. You can see the graphic up on the screen. So spring racing commences this weekend at Caulfield. And if you can't get to the track, the next best thing is to join in our live stream, isn't it, King Zone?
So certainly is.
A partnership with racing.com really gets into gear this week, and we're doing a live stream in partnership with them. You can watch the live stream. I think we can kick off at about 2:15 p.m. We'll take you inside the den. You can follow the King, Fizz, everybody's bets. It's a lot of fun. You can jump in the YouTube comments and have your say as well. Go for about 2.5 hours. And to add in as another little treat as well as the live stream, we've got free AI, AI on both the Victorian meetings, which is pretty cool. We've also got a great offer on AI. You can get our pro package for $29.95 for a week. Normally it's $400, but if you want to have a little bit of a taste of AI, there's no better time of year to do it in the moment. Go and sign up for $29.95 for a week. You'll get the full pro package. So you get everything that you
use. Full Monty.
All week long, and then you can decide what you want to do after that. With that out of the way, let's move to our next feature race, which is Caulfield Race 5, the Vale Black Caviar, normally called the Heath. It's an 1,100-metre race, Group 3, and there's some fast horses in this. Recommendation, the Star of the Winter heads it up. What did you make of it?
Well, the rail's in the true position, and the track's good, so I'm expecting it to be quite hard to make ground there at Caulfield, back to the good old days of Caulfield on pace, but we'll wait and see how the track's playing. Mm-hmm. Well, there's four horses in the betting here. I'll start with recommendations. Coming off a 1,200 metre run on a heavy track.
Yep.
Trickier map. There's a couple of horses here that do go forward. Acromantula goes forward. And there's another horse out of barrier 1 that's going to kick up. I'm just trying to see its name. And then Marble 9 is going to kick up as well. So It's a little bit of a tricky map in a small field for recommendation. I do think recommendation is the horse to beat, but I can't see a lot of value at the current quote of $2.10. Then let's go to Chain of Lightning, which is the class horse. Mm. Looks to be a better price. I think one of those two horses will win. It's around the $5 mark, Chain of Lightning. I do think one of those two horses will win. Kalos is one of those horses that gets back and needs luck. And the horse that I'm against, Arkansas Kid, he's just got the wrong setup.
Okay.
Dry track, better on a wet track, and 1100 is just a little bit too short for Arkansas Kid. So without a lot of hell of a lot of confidence, but when I do think about it, I'm getting more and more confident about the race. But more wait and see. Recommendation from Chain of Lightning.
Because the Hayes boys want to go the Everest with Arkansas Kid, so lofty ambition. So it'll have to be pretty impressive this Saturday if that's
they're going to keep absolutely. Heading that way. Yeah, if you're talking Everest for sure. What do you say, Fizz?
Yeah, well, it won well first up, but the times weren't great, Arkansas Kids, so it'll be interesting to see how it lines up against this lot. But very similar to you, Kings, recommendation from Chain of Lightning for me. Like you said, the speed's good, but recommendation might just sort of sit off Acromantula, I think, maybe Marble Nine, maybe hunts up to third, I thought. Anyway, Chain of Lightning should just smoke their pipes and be very hard to beat in the straight for me. So they're my two.
Great. Let's keep rolling. We're going to go to Caulfield Race 8, the Heatherley 700-metre handicap race. Open to all. It looks very hard. I suggest we go to the AI screen to try and help us sort it out. There it is up on the screen, King Zone. Talk to us. I can see gold.
We love gold.
We love gold. We love gold. Gold, gold, gold.
Yeah, that's it. Jimmy the Bear, 118, AI, Golden Bullet. From Rise at Dawn. Now, Rise at Dawn's a dual acceptor in Sydney as well. Fitz, you got any idea where Rise at Dawn's going?
There was a big firmer in Sydney this morning. So I don't know if that's any sort of indication, but the 460 is into about 370. Mm. So we'll see.
Kings, I got some footage of Jimmy the Bear, so why don't we play that while you talk
in
about
the PB?
It. Yeah, in the PB Lawrence, which is a couple of weeks back, of course, won by Gentleman Roy. You can see he will stop the screen and we point out where Jimmy the Bear is. Let's watch it and you can tell us why you think it's a great bet this Saturday.
Yeah, Jimmy, so this race is over 1,400 and Jimmy was just sort of winding up into this and then gets squeezed by the horse on its outside and in the inside and ends up running about fifth. But 1,700s will be a different story. This is still a great run, but 1,700 on Saturday's a different story. Jimmy's rock hard fit. Will run a strong 1,700s, run good races over 2,000. So with or without the favourite in the race, who is the leader, I am with Jimmy the Bear. And Jimmy is an official Saturday set tip.
Official Saturday set
official, tip. The first one for the day.
Great, love it. Fizz, anything to add, mate?
Lovely. Yeah, I quite like this race. There was a lot of good horses resuming. I was hoping that the horse we were talking about just before, Rise at Dawn, would go to Sydney.
Okay.
And I'm not sure about it over 1,700. I think it might be coming to the end of its prep myself, but who knows? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm leaning towards number two, a horse from overseas called Q Tempesta. Mm-hmm. It's about $6.50. Loved its trial. I think it's got the form from overseas and it could easily come out and run a very, very, very good race. Jimmy the Bear was my second pick and Rise at Dawn was my third pick, who both get soft runs on the map. Those two horses. Jimmy the Bear looks like he might sit second behind Rise at Dawn, which leads by itself. So interesting race, but number two for me.
Fantastic. All right, that rounds out our summation of the Corfu meeting. It's a brilliant meeting. There's a lot of other good racing there, but we can't cover them all. Did you want to say something, King Zone?
I just want to ask where it's from, the overseas horse. Is it UK or come over from New Zealand?
No. It's somewhere from Europe. Yeah, European. I liked its trial. Yeah.
They're
it
dangerous.
Might be Italy. I think it was Italian.
Yeah. Is that the one you guys were talking about yesterday? Yeah. The Italian one, yeah.
Ooh. We don't see many Italians coming over.
No,
anyway, we're gonna not go overseas, but we are going to move, and we're going to move up to Sydney, where there was a fantastic meeting at Rose Hill, and the three-year-olds are to the fore, and maybe the race of the day, the San Domenico Stakes. We've got Gatsby's The Horse on the Rise up against Storm Boy, the one-time prodigal son of Australian racing who didn't quite measure up after the big money was paid for him. But they go out in an 1,100-metre race. What did you make of it, King?
Well, Mayfair will go straight to the front. Storm Boy's drawn barrier one. I'm just wondering where Storm Boy's going to get. So Storm Boy will either probably sit outside Mayfair or get behind Mayfair. And over 1,100 at Rose Hill, it is extremely leaderish. So if I was riding Mayfair, Storm Boy, which I'm glad I'm not, I would be trying to get to the outside of Mayfair and not sort of behind it. But the big thing here is J-Mac has gotten to, he's riding Gatsby's.
Mm.
And did ride Storm Boy in a trial, so obviously he's got a bigger opinion of Gatsby than he does of Storm Boy, which is interesting. What do I think? I think probably Gatsby will win.
Mm-hmm. But there's not much value there.
I don't think there's a great deal of value. I don't know what to think here.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of Storm Boy, to be honest.
Well, he's hard to line up.
He needs to
run really well on Saturday if he's going to be, you know, the horse that I think this people is thought
his,
he was.
I think this is his race.
Sure.
I think this is his best chance sort of, you know, of winning a race, 1,100 at Rosehill, Barrier 1, going to race on pace. But when I think about it logically, you've got one horse, three-year-old on the rise, and you've got another horse looking at its old two-year-old form and coming from that. That's why I think the most logical thing to do in the end is go with the best jockey in the world and take his tip and trust him and back Gatsby. But for me, it's probably a stay out or small Gatsby.
The counter to J-Mac is, so Switzerland was in the race. It's a Coolmore horse with Waller.
Mm.
And maybe the Waterhouse stable said to J-Mac, what do you want to do here? And he said, well, I don't quite know yet, because he had to choose between Switzerland and Gatsby's. Switzerland got scratched, and maybe Gay said, too late, J-Mac. Adam Hieronymus is on.
Possibly.
Come back next time.
Oh, that's the other thing I wanted to say as well, is which you reminded me of, Storm Boy and the leader, Mayfair, are both trained by Waterhouse Bots. So that could be, you know,
sure.
If Storm Boy sits outside Mayfair, well, they both control the tempo, which could make it a little bit harder for Gatsby. Gatsby got a long way back last start when it was super impressive as well. And I don't think J-Mac will get so far back and let the two leaders dictate. So it's a real interesting race. I can't wait.
Fantastic. Fizuro's good with these kind of races. What do you think, mate?
Oh, yeah. I'm a little bit like leaning away from Storm Boy. I think he'll drift in the market. It's trials, hard ridden out in its last trials. I just don't trust its form as much as everyone else. I think it's had its one massive rating in the Gold Coast.
Mm.
Didn't really measure up as well as they thought in the slipper and those sorts of races. So for me, it also misses a kick slightly. Barrier one missing the kick.
Uh-huh.
The other horse from Mayfair is drawn wide, will scoot across. So for me, Gatsby's J-Mac, and it's the three-year-old on the rise instead of the two-year-old form coming through.
That's very good. We've got to keep moving. We're going to go to the up-and-coming stakes, a 1,300-metre race, Group 3. We've got a potential superstar in the mix. We're going to go to the AI screen again. I don't see gold, but I do see green, which means go, which means back. Autumn Glow.
Oh, it means go hard too. Autumn Glow 109. You can see a big gap to the next axis on 68, and then we're down into the 50s. So it isn't a golden bullet, probably due to the price being $2.10, but that gap in ratings is huge. I can't find a second pick. Super impressive on debut. Gets plenty of speed on here as well. The sectionals were outstanding.
Okay.
Only had one run, so the time was really good, especially the last 600. Gets pace on here as well. There's a lot of pace in the race. I can't see Autumn Glow getting beat.
Wow.
I'm going to make Autumn Glow an official Saturday set
there
tip. And I did look ahead. The Flight Stakes, I think it's October 5th, Autumn Glow's $3.60. I think Autumn Glow is going to be one of the horses to follow in the spring,
no doubt. Love it. It gets me excited.
Mm.
Fantastic. Fizz.
Yes, off its win, it rates very well clear, Autumn Glow. I'm a little bit stuck at how the 8 Axios has come up so short. It's second favourite, I think, at $5.50. Won at Canterbury on a leader's bias and sort of just skipped away in front and did what it does. Might be wrong there, but I thought the value was a horse called Snack Bar. I really liked the way it hit its line in the trial. I think it's like $15 or something, but Autumn Glow for me and cool. Snack Bar, the roughie in the race.
Thanks, Fizz. Kingzone, can I get your Saturday set, the rest of your Saturday set?
You most certainly can. So I've got two officials at the moment. We've got Autumn Glow, which we just spoke about, and we got Jimmy the Bear earlier on. Then let's stay at Caulfield, race 2, number 1, the Open. This horse sat on speed, 3 wide, last start, and boxed on really well for a very credible second, going from benchmark 84 to a benchmark 78. I think the early price is extremely attractive. Anywhere above $3.50, I think, is good odds. Let's head up north, across over the border. Doomben, race 5, number 6. John Rambo, what a great name.
Great name.
This horse, plenty of upside to this horse. I'm really, really confident about this one. We'll get back and be charging down in the middle of the track first up. Has had a trial, looks ready to go. Let's stay in Brisbane for the final tip. Race 9, number 13, Tectonic Plate. Won his last three, 6 week freshen up, gets in with 49 kilos, around the $5.50 mark at the moment. I think it's a fantastic price. Five tips, at least two winners. At least, right. I'm very so confident. Not, okay. I need to lift my game. Two's I right. will yeah. lift my game.
Yeah.
Two, I won't be happy. If I'm sitting here next week and it's not three or more, I'm going to be disappointed.
You won't be sitting here next week if it's, you know, we don't
Who knows what's going to happen.
A week's a long time in this punting game.
Here it is.
Fizza.
Yeah, all right. I'll go to my favourite place, Belmont. I think they're going to come up quite short, unfortunately, these two. But Belmont race 7, number 1, a horse called Silver Eye. Was back to the 1,000 metres and got the job done last start. It's been stiff probably the two starts prior. It basically got run over the top of by quite decent horses. I think back to the 1,200, sits perfectly in about fourth and should be getting the cash. Race 9, number 1, we're all on it the other week. Captain Pluto, Kings was on with us. It gets piked this time. It goes to 1,600, third up, and I think it'll be winning Captain Pluto. I'm going to Dooman race 3, number 6, a horse called Moulin Miss. 1,110 metres, I think it won over last start, and I think it'll find the 1,200 perfect this time in. Very, very hard to beat. And then I'm going one, race 8, number 7 in Dooman, Black Max. This horse is drawn wide. It's got a young 3 kilo claimer on it. She's riding quite well. And I think this horse represents good value around the $7 mark.
Right, thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Ladbrokes. Join Ladbrokes today and support the show by using the code Gallop. Take on the fun this spring carnival with the Ladbrokes app, loaded with the best racing features, including bet ticker, so you can see where the big bets land, yard comments to give you the on-course insight straight from the parade ring, and Black Book so you can add your favourite runners and get notified before they race. So take on the fun and Ladbroke it this spring carnival.
Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website. We're going to move on. We're going to go to the A-team set. Here it is up on the screen. There's Dano first up. I won't read out what they say. If you want to, you can pause it. We'll keep rolling. We're going to move across to Dream Team Matt. He's also in the court of Gatsby's, which is cool. Smalley, just to throw a Whoa. Cat amongst the pigeons. Mayfair.
Whoa.
Which is interesting. So, and there's Junior Matt with one in Adelaide, 10 Commandments, decent price. Moving on from that, RI's staking plan. I've sort of spread my wings quite wide this week.
The Fizzer wasn't happy with you last week.
No, he doesn't like it when I tip your – you don't like it when I tip your horses.
I'm happy if you did, yeah, not bother tipping him.
You didn't tip any of his – that's what he was dirty on.
So there's RI's staking plan. Do what you want with it. It is a winning staking plan at the moment. Let's move on to accountability. Yeah, not too bad a picture there. Fizzer just
well, 34%, not too bad a picture. The Fizzer!
You've been getting a bit of love on social media, Fizz.
It's nice.
Better than hate. There's a lot of hate out there.
Yeah, but, well, that's nice.
So anyway, that looks good. And the next screen doesn't look so good. But hey, they only get one throw at the stumps each week. And if they flum a winner, which is going to happen very soon, they'll all rocket into profitability. So you just got to bear with them. They are doing their best. And of course, we'll just touch on Punter of the Year, the best feature of the app. There it is. You can go on and follow all the sharp punters, and we keep a record of who's doing the best, as you can see there.
We just updated the app as well, so you can break it down by sport now as well. So sport, you can break it down by racing Hong Kong, you can break it down by racing UK, Greyhounds. So you can go and see who are the best people to follow in each sport or in each racing jurisdiction.
Isn't that great? Fantastic feature. Got to innovate. We're getting pretty close to finishing, Kings, but you and I had a nice day on Tuesday, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We went
down in Victoria,
down in Melbourne, and we went to .com headquarters, really, and you were on Tuesdays with TB.
A lot of fun.
TB's a great bloke. We've known him for a long time. You can see some behind-the-scenes footage. We were pretty blown away. I don't even know if you went in this room, but if you saw what we have to make this show and then you go and see that, it's a massive, massive rise in grade for what they have to deal with.
It's a very slick operation. A big thank you to everyone down there for looking after me as well. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a good experience. Yeah,
it was great, wasn't it? And you were, people really enjoyed your talk with Terry. You also did some punter education stuff as well, which we've put in the can and we'll bring it out at a later time. You sat down with BZ, great BZ.
No, it was actually really good. He's a magnificent interviewer, BZ. We had a really good chat for about half hour.
Yeah, fantastic. And we're going to be working pretty closely with BZ over the next few months because he's one of the founders of our Punters Club, which we're putting the finishing touches on.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun over spring, which is what this Great Game of Ours is all about. So the very last thing I want to talk to you about, and I think you quite enjoy this, Fizzer. Mm-hmm. So the Memsey Stakes is on this weekend, and in 2005, Maccabi Diva won the Memsey first up, right? Mm-hmm. And then she went on, she got beat her next start by a nose or something. And then she went on and won the Turnbull, followed by the Cox Plate, followed by the Melbourne Cup, right?
Well, in she won opinion, over 1,400 first up and then won over 40.
It was the very last ever preparation. Mm. In my opinion, I think it's the greatest prep of the modern era. And now everyone's going to go, well, what about Winx? Well, what about Winx? She didn't win a Melbourne Cup. So in my opinion, I think it's the greatest campaign ever. What I've done is I've pulled together sort of the last 600 of all four of those races I just talked about, and we're going to play it at the end of the show just to pump you all up, as I like to do to end the Saturday set. Before we go, Fizzer, what do you think about my claim that it's the greatest preparation ever, going winning up over 1,400 and then only getting beaten once over five starts and winning the Melbourne Cup to finish it off?
Yeah, question straight without telling me about it, but yeah.
Question look, without notice.
Yeah, without notice. She was a superstar, no doubt. I don't know if I could compare her and Winx, but yeah, the Melbourne Cup wins three in a row, pretty hard to do.
Yeah.
Very, very good racehorse, mate. And yeah, great preparation. Can't bag you on that one.
Kings, anything to add?
Yeah, I didn't know that before you told me. It's in a 1400. I wonder what Kingston Town did. I know Kingston Town ran second in a Melbourne Cup, but the King was a horse that they talk about, you know, could win over 1200 and then. So I would say I'd have to go back and check the record books, but. Two champions, Kingston Town and Maccabi Diva. Yeah. I was disappointed. I never backed Maccabi Diva much. I don't know why. Yeah. I just was never really on. No, I wasn't on her in any of the Melbourne Cups, but three Melbourne Cups in a row. What a champion.
Incredible. Yeah. And I'd love to know what your thoughts are out there in YouTube land, in particular George Moore. George Moore writes these incredibly long comments on our Saturday set each week, and I'm sure he'll want to get involved in
this.
Very
knowledgeable.
Debate. Yes, we always appreciate racing. Anyone. But yeah, like, hey, tell me what you think. Was Maccabi Diva's 2005 spring campaign the greatest campaign ever? And to help you make your decision, I'm going to play that vision for you right now. Thank you very much. We're going to see you on Saturday for the live stream in the Den. Good luck.
Hard to the rail, straightened up a length and a half in front of Super Elegant down the centre. Two lengths further back, Renewable as Agaletta. Then barely a moment of Maccabi Diva coming down the centre. Regal Roller getting away from the fence, but two lengths in front. Barely a moment, Super Elegant and Maccabi Diva with a flashing run. They're charging home, Regal Roller in front. The great mare, Maccabi Diva's going to do it, yes! Well, mighty return by Maccabi Diva.
I mean, look, she's a... you know, she's got the score on the board. I mean, you don't want to downgrade the opposition, but it was a... was a fairly soft win.
They're followed behind those by Demerger. Then came Dazelle trying to get out. Down the outside, Maccabi Diva, she's winding up. And Confectioner going with her at the 250 metre mark. And here's the great mare, Maccabi Diva. Ladder the matter pushing through on the inside from Sir Dex. Then Confectioner. But the champion has hit the front, Maccabi Diva. What a superstar. She's holding Ladder the matter. And Maccabi Diva does it easily.
And it's easy work in the Turnbull for the best horse in the land.
Side, then Desert Roar, further back Confectioner, it's Maccabi Diva, Fields of Omar and Lateria. Well, the great bears hit the front, Maccabi Diva from Lateria, Fields of Omar fighting back, but it's Maccabi Diva in front of Lateria, Fields of Omar coming back in the middle, but Maccabi Diva, she's the champ.
Oh, the cups after the cups, you think you can't top it, but oh my god, I'm so thankful just to be so a small part of this great mare's career. There's nothing she can't do, I tell you. It's freaky what she does.
Followed by Dizel, Rise On, Hugs Dancer, Vouvray, Excellent and Kamska towards the end, Like a Falcon coming around them, and Franklin's Gardens has dropped out. 500 left to go, coming around the home turn now. Portland Singer got to the lead from Mr. Celebrity. Eye Popper's running on, and then Strasbourg. Back behind those horses now as they come down the straight was Vinnie Rowe, and back behind them, here's Maccabi Diva. A nation roars for a hero. She's starting to wind up. 300 left to go now. Maccabi Diva's racing up. Envoy's trying to go with her. They've got to Portland Singer and Lachlan River. Here comes Like a Falcon and Excellent. But Maccabi Diva clear with 100 metres to go. Excellent runs to second. Olajuwon runs on. But a champion becomes a legend. Maccabi Diva has won it.
Oh, that's you. I'm struggling for words right now. What a great mare. Oh, it's just unbelievable. She just gives you so much confidence, this mare.
Yeah, well, she's the greatest racehorse I think I've seen. I'd never rated her above Kingston Town, but you'd have to rate her above Kingston Town. She's the greatest horse I've seen now. Not only the best horse I've trained, but the greatest one I've seen now.